Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
I look back at the things that we've done and the time that we spend and the awards that have been, you know, gifted to us. It's quite a surreal thing, and I'll do my best to live up to the Entertainer of the Year moniker.
That is your newly crowned Entertainer of the Year, Chris Stapleton. Hello from the Star in Frisco, Texas, and welcome to this ACM wrap-up edition of Country Heat Weekly. I'm Amber Anderson, and yes, we are still in our red carpet gowns because the night is still young.
And we are still going strong-ish, kind of.
Ish.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kelly Sutton, and we are backstage at the 58th Annual ACM Awards. We're just behind us. We danced and sang for 2 hours with straight country music. It was all happening on Amazon Prime, and it was incredible.
Yes, it was. This whole week in Texas has been amazing, and we're going to take you through all of it. From pre-show interviews on Media Row to red carpet to backstage, the winner's walk. So much access. We have so much in this episode for you.
Absolutely. And as just a reminder to let everybody know out there, if you didn't get to watch the show live, well, it wasn't our fault because we were telling you where to watch it all the time, but you can catch it again on Amazon Freevee. It's going to be there or on Prime Video. So yes, go take a listen and go watch because it was fantastic.
I'm going to watch again.
Me too.
Definitely.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start with performances, Kelly. We were on our feet, like she said, singing, dancing. We were fangirling hard
in the house tonight.
We were. What were some of your favorites?
Lainey Wilson, hands down, she just absolutely tore up the stage. She did Grease, which is one of our favorite Lainey songs. But also, she got to perform with Jelly Roll. And this was one that was a secret, and we had to keep it a secret, and it was really hard. And I almost told people about it before it happened, which would have been a problem. But she and Jelly Roll did his song called Save Me. And it's going to be on his new album, What's at Chapel, comes out June the 2nd. But if you're a fan of Jelly Roll, you know that this song has been around for a while.
And everybody keeps going, why are you nervous? And I'm like, because I'm singing with a special guest and she can really sing. And I could, but I couldn't say what it was or what song it was or nothing, you know? So it's unreal, man. It was cool to finally, you know, dude, Lainey's the best, man.
That's
and
amazing.
She's red hot.
I mean,
for her to take that time and do that with me while she is just like, she's on fire.
Well, I was going to say, both of you are having a moment right
yeah.
now.
So we should have a moment like, together.
Yes,
that's
you
how
should.
I felt about
naturally.
It.
Naturally.
I love that.
Me too.
So yeah. Tell us about the song.
Oh, listen. So Save Me, I released in 2020 in the middle of the pandemic. It went viral.
Yeah.
It changed my entire life. It was the turning point of my career. And it's whenever I met the label. Everything changed at that moment. And to get to redo it the way that I feel like it should have been done the first time is awesome. Because, you know, look, when you, as an artist, when you do a song, you never finish a song, you just quit. I get thousands of messages a month of people who just tell me how much this song means to them. And I feel like there's still millions of people this song could help. And I thought maybe Lainey could help me get it there.
I think one of my favorite moments, though, was watching you watch Jordan Davis.
I'm so proud of him. I'm such a big fan. Everybody knows that I love Jordan, and he was nominated for Male Artist. And even though he had that nomination, it didn't look like he was going to get a performance slot at first, but then an opportunity came up.
It was like a last minute kind of switcheroo deal.
Yeah.
They're pulling you out of the ball pit.
I may or may have not been on my couch watching a basketball game when I got a phone call that I was going to be performing. And then just frantically scrambled to find somebody to play with me.
You're like, oh, no.
Because my band thought they had the week off.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, one of my guitar players had plans. My other guitar player was in Canada with his wife. And so, luckily, the country music community is so awesome that, I mean, within 30 minutes, I texted some people, and they were like, yeah, dude, I'll play with you. So
I mean, it's not hard. Be like, you want to play the ACMs?
It's not a badass.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. And trust me, my band is upset. Like, my guy in Canada, he's like, dude, really?
This
really?
Is happening? Well, Jordan had you in tears.
He really did. I mean, next thing you know, when he talks about your kid going away to college, I'm like, all right, knife to the heart. And just before Jordan was in that spot, Bailey Zimmerman was on that same stage, and he was so close to us, and you could see how nervous he was.
He was.
And so we both screamed, "You've got this, Bailey!" And he saw us and gave us a thumbs up, and he was just shaking. And then you could tell midway through, he got into
it. He got really into it. I think the people that were around us were getting into it.
Yeah.
I was so happy for him. He was having a moment.
Cody Johnson came out, and let me tell you, his performance was on brand.
If there's one guy in country music that can sing "Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys," it's me. I live every day.
Ain't that the truth?
I live every day as a cowboy on the ranch at home. So I thought, you know, and that's why I kind of just didn't even dress up tonight. I was like, I'm going to wear what I would wear to work.
You know, there were a lot of first-time nominees this year, but one thing that didn't get much attention was John Osborne being nominated for his role in producing Ashley McBride Presents Lindyville.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I kind of forgot.
I know,
He's playing guitar on it, but he also produced the whole thing.
And of course, John and TJ are used to doing everything as a duo, so we had to check in on the siblings to make sure everything was okay.
You know, to have John nominated for an award without me just really makes me realize that he does not need me.
I love those guys so much.
I do too.
And of course, they took home their fourth Duo of the Year win.
Yeah. Okay. But before we start running down the whole list of winners of this year's ACMs, we really want to give a big shout out to Cole Swindell, who won ACM Awards Week even before any of the trophies were handed out.
Yes, he did. He popped the question.
All right. First things first, engaged. Congratulations.
Yeah, obviously the most important thing. Yes. Thank you so much. This is, I'm kind of, you know, I know it took long enough, but I'm kind of glad it did, because I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have found Courtney. So it all, like everybody said, it all works out how it's supposed to, and you'll find that person. So I'm a believer in that now.
All right, give us the details.
Yeah, I was like, how nervous
Look,
were you?
We're all like, okay, tell us everything.
Oh my gosh. I mean, first talking to her dad, that was nerve-wracking. Then we had the whole tour with Thomas Rhett kicking off, and then the actual engagement. We were, you know, before we left to come out here, I was thinking about doing it out here because our families are both, I flew everybody out here. They're going to get to enjoy it with us. But I was like, man, I think if we went back to where we had our first date, the video shoot of Some Habits, which we've talked about over the years, I'm sure. But I just thought that would be more special, just to go back and something that, and I started thinking, I'm like, I'm going to be telling this story the rest of my life, so it better mean something. And I just, you know, the fact that she had no clue that we were, you know, where I was going to do it, it meant a lot when we got off the bus and she saw that road that we walked down very uncomfortably a couple years ago when we shot the video. So pretty crazy.
Did she have her nails done beforehand?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. Because this is what I worry about for girls.
Important details.
It's like, you got to tell them, you got to give them a little something. Like, you should go get a manicure.
I know, and then obviously, and then we had talked about it. I think she knew it was coming at some point, so I just told her, I was like, you better just stay ready, you know. She thought we were going to dinner, so obviously I wanted her to be dressed appropriately and not just get off the bus in pajamas, because that wouldn't have went over well, and I wanted it to go as good as possible. So thank y'all for letting me in. I should have talked to y'all before to make sure.
It's okay.
We're available for consultations.
Yes, we are.
For anybody that needs us. Cole was one of the many, many artists that we talked to on Radio Row. And of course, the focus was on the award show. We also got some of the scoop, though, on new music, upcoming tours, summer plans. And we'll be bringing you all of that next week in a new episode.
I kind of wish we could have live streamed the entire week, because there's just been so many fun moments.
Right. Yes.
She's remembering some right now.
I am remembering all of them.
Like, we were in the middle of interviewing Kaylee Hammock about the big group performance of Bonfire at Tina's.
Yeah.
And Pillbox Patty came up and totally crashed the interview.
Pillbox Patty coming
in. The party.
Listen, we were just talking about Brenda, put your bra on, and you showed up.
I know.
Yeah. Was that like a call? That was like the bat signal went out. There she is. Speaking of crashing, this is what happened in the middle of our interview with Brothers Osborne.
Then fast forward, record it, and then that be the first single. I'm assuming that's Old Dominion,
yeah,
by the way.
They have, like, Matt probably they fell have like on five members toe.
And there's like five members and four crutches over there. But
next year, maybe we should just live stream Media Row, or maybe at least like have an outtakes show, a blooper reel.
That would be a really long live stream, but it would be a blast. It really would.
Okay, so all week long, we've been hanging out with our Twitch family. We always love hanging out with y'all, but it was especially exciting Tuesday night when the very first two awards were handed out. It was ACM New Artist Celebration, and it was so much fun.
And it's the first time an ACM has ever been handed out on Twitch.
That's right.
Which is really cool. And if you were there, you saw Gabby Barrett on stage with us. And then she got to announce Zach Bryan as the ACM New Male Artist of the Year and Haley Witters as New Female.
This is for that girl growing up in the cornfield in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. With the pipe dream of one day being on country radio, being 15 years in a 10-year town, and still hanging on to the hope that this next song could turn it all around. Thank you to my fans! For every no, you've told me yes. And to all the people who believed in me, even when I forgot how to believe in myself, I love you. I love country music. Thank you so much.
And then she rocked her performance.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
We knew she would. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll take you on the red carpet with us, as well as backstage on Winner's Walk.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Definitely a highlight this year for me was getting to co-host the red carpet with you.
Oh my gosh. We totally hugged it out in the show too.
We did.
Like, we love you. This is so great. But no, we had so much fun. We hugged a lot of people. We chatted with a lot of friends. Here are some highlights.
You are performing with Carly tonight.
I am.
Oh, tell us about this.
She and I have become friends. You know, she asked me to induct her into the Grand Ole Opry. And so we've just been buddies. And so when tonight came up, she asked if I would do this with her. And so I'm excited to be here.
She calls you her celebrity crush. You know that, yeah. Right?
She is the sweetest.
Yes.
And she's got great pipes. I love her singing. So I'm excited.
I know. Kane and Caitlin Brown with us on the carpet right now. You guys look stunning. First of all, tell us who you're wearing.
Alexander Wang.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
And tell us who he's wearing, or do you know?
I think Giovanni.
See, that's what I was afraid of.
I think. Well, I put it on.
That's
it
right.
Looks great.
You guys look fantastic.
Thank you. I was right.
You were right.
I was right.
He knows. All right. Knows. Walking in here, nominated many times over, your first ACM nomination.
Yes.
How you feeling about it, Mama?
I'm super excited. I think it's going to be such a fun night, and I'm like, I can't even believe that, you know, this is our life right now. So right. It's cool. Perfect.
Nominated for Entertainer of the Year. What would it mean to you to win?
I mean, it mean the world to me. I ain't getting my hopes up, but it mean the world to me.
You're already a winner. You got her with you all night.
Right.
The most nominated artist walking in tonight. Hello, Lainey Wilson. How are you?
My hype girls. My hype girls every time.
We added love some
you.
People to our hype squad.
Yeah,
yes.
Around.
You've won ACMs in the past. We're thinking you're going to take home some more tonight.
You're right, girls.
Which one would mean the most? And I know that's really hard to choose because you're nominated for so many.
That's hard. But I will say, and I know I've told y'all this before, but Album of the Year for me would feel like a win for, I mean, my producer, my team, my songwriters, the musicians who played on my record, you name it. That would feel like one, a big win for everybody.
Bell Bottom Country, show us the grease moves. You got the pants on.
There she goes.
Okay, she's got it. We love you, Lainey Wilson.
We love you, girl.
So have so much fun tonight.
Our homecoming queen has arrived, Miranda Lambert. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
How does it feel to be doing this in Texas?
It's great. We're home.
You're home.
Yeah.
You actually popped in home at the Pink Pistol.
I did. I was in Lindell for a couple days, and now we're in the metropolis of Frisco, yes. Texas.
What do you think so far of all the things that are happening at ACM?
It's pretty
cool.
It's good, yeah.
We like it here.
You're no stranger to this.
No.
No stranger. You are performing Carousel tonight on the show. What does this song mean to you?
I love this song. It's one of my favorites. Maybe one of my favorites I've ever written. It's definitely in the top five. So I'm just glad it gets a moment, you know? Yeah.
The most nominated ACM person in history with over 50 nominations. You knew that, though, right? That stat?
Pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
But now we get to add New York Times best-selling author with the cookbook, Y'all Eat Yet. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, which is more satisfying, number one song or New York Times bestseller list?
Man, that's a hard one. I guess I'll say number one song because I'm a musician, but I'm really happy about the book. It's amazing.
Well, it's out of nowhere. You know, you think about it, you put this out, and you're like, that's not something I know normally would have.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
And up for Entertainer of the Year. It's going to be a big one.
It's a big one always to just be in that category, you know?
Well,
And I missed it last year. It's my first time to ever miss.
Yes.
And I won.
The reigning ACM Entertainer of the Year, Miranda Lambert.
Here with five-time ACM nominee, Luke Combs.
Whoa!
How are y'all?
This is so special. I know that there are a ton of them that you're nominated for. Which one would mean the most to take home tonight?
Oh, God. I mean, you know, album would be really cool. Entertainer, obviously, is sweet. But anything, you know, it's like fun being here, having a good time.
I do want to ask. Should you win tonight, do you prepare a speech?
Oh,
or you wing it?
I never have before. I haven't. So, no, I did not. I was thinking about that earlier. It kind of stressed me out. I was like, oh, my God, what if I win something? What the hell am I supposed to say? What do I say?
Thank Nicole, your wife,
for
who
sure.
is 6 months pregnant
sure.
and looks fantastic.
Definitely do that.
Don't forget
Definitely
that.
Definitely do that. She does look great. She's over here somewhere.
Listen,
she looks wonderful.
We love you. We love what you're doing, and we are so happy for you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Luke Combs, everybody.
We had so much fun on the red carpet talking to all of our friends, but I know you have a personal highlight, so tell everybody at home what happened.
Okay, I'm a Florida Gators fan. We are at the home of the Dallas Cowboys, so I was really hoping that I might get a glimpse at Emmitt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He is also from my hometown area.
Okay.
I was standing, waiting for you. We had Miranda Lambert coming in. I stepped to the edge. He looked straight at me, and I got to give him a Go Gators with a gator chomp.
Oh, what did he do?
He pointed back at me and said, Go Gators. And I mean, it was a moment. The little things, you know? Now, from the red carpet, we went straight inside to catch the show. And while we were watching the onstage action, we had a team working behind the scenes on Winner's Walk, catching people as they came off stage.
Like right off stage.
Yeah.
Grabbing them. I don't think that many of them had even realized what happened. They were still letting it sink in. Like Lainey Wilson, who had four trophies, including one that she told us that she wanted the most, Album of the Year.
I'm like smack dab in the middle of processing it right now, so probably everything I say is not going to make a lick of sense, but I do feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I do. I feel like a weird sense of peace. It just feels like every big thing I've done, every little thing I've done, every song that I have written has led me here tonight. It's one of the biggest nights of my life and will be one of the biggest nights of my life 50 years from now when you ask me, what was the biggest night of your life?
And you know who was cheering her on the loudest? Hardy.
Aww.
I say this off the camera all the time. I don't know any artist, male or female, that works as hard as she does. And I texted her the other day. I was like, hey, I have a gift for you. And I haven't even given it to her yet. And I was like, are you in town? And she was like, I'm getting back tonight at 9:00. And I'm here for 6 hours tomorrow, and then I'm flying to New York, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And that's always the case with her. She's grinding. She's working so hard. So she deserves every single award or accolade that's coming to her, truly.
It was so appropriate that they tied for the most wins. They each brought home four trophies. Now, when we talked to them on Media Row, it was all nonchalant and humble, no big deal. I mean, it is cool to be nominated and all, but now we have to find out what it's like to be hauling 4 trophies home.
It's pretty cool. It's cool, and it still feels weird, and I still feel like I'm the dude, like the kid, and it's just very surreal, and so I'm just very thankful, and it's very surreal, and I'm just kind of living in that moment in that headspace right now, you know.
You know, it was also a really big night for Cole Swindell, who took home Single and Song of the Year for his song, She Had Me at Heads Carolina.
He's having the best week ever.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely, he is. And, you know, it's been a while since Cole won his only other ACM award. In 2015, he picked up New Artist of the Year.
You know, I remember winning that, and I just was happy to, you know, we were in Texas for the 50th, and I got to perform with Alan Jackson the night before, then won Best New Artist, which was, it blew my mind. You know, I didn't know what was in store, and although I've had success, I haven't, you know, really won anything else. And it's not about that, but it is to get recognized by the industry and to share this with the people that, there's so many people that, you know, allow me to do this, and I don't even know what to say. I'm not used to this. I tried not to name names up there because I knew I was going to leave people out, because there's so many people in there, but it just feels, I can finally breathe. It just feels like a lot of things personally and career wise it's all coming together, and that's, you know, being in town for a long time and having a record deal for almost 10 years, and moving here to be a songwriter, you know, to the Song of the Year off the bat. I wasn't expecting anything. I certainly wasn't. That there were just so many great songs, and but to be able to share that with songwriters is it's just amazing. And my producer, Zach Crowell, that's another person I don't think I mentioned up there. And it's just, I don't know. I've never felt like this.
Okay, Kelly, so be honest. Were you surprised that Chris Stapleton took home Entertainer of the Year?
Yes.
Yeah, I was too.
I really was. But I don't think anyone was as surprised as Chris was.
What is going through my mind right now? You know, they kind of asked me down the line here what I thought it meant, and I don't really know. I'll have to sleep on that. And what's going through my mind is I'm still trying to calculate maybe how I wound up in this position. So it doesn't feel maybe not earned, or, you know, it feels like something like that. It's heavy, you know, but it's good. But it's just like, you know, you want to live up to that a little bit, maybe.
Can you believe it's Chris's first ever ACM Entertainer win?
No, that's crazy.
And he said that he was going to celebrate by going home.
That actually sounds like a really good plan, because we have been in these dresses for hours.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Thank you guys so much for coming along on this super exciting week. It has been such an honor to take you with us behind the scenes, behind the cameras, in front of the cameras, all the things.
On all the platforms, too. Remember that you can replay the show, rewatch your favorite performances at your convenience, either on Prime Video or on Freevee.
I love this. Next week, we're back in Nashville. It's been a while. And our Amazon Music breakthrough artist, Bailey Zimmerman, stops by to celebrate his new album, Religiously, which literally just dropped as we were sitting down to record this podcast.
Yeah. If you're new around here, make sure that you find and follow the podcast so you can always be the first to know when new episodes drop.
And you can always go back into the archives and watch past episodes with everyone in country music, including this year's hosts, Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton.
And we'll talk to you back in Nashville next week.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.